We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
September 1st,
wow,
2026, year of our Lord,
crazy,
back to business,
well,
back to school,
that's one of those fun things about this time of year,
what,
that we're done with all that, so now it's just like we get to just sit back and, you know, well, kids go to school, and we just enjoy fall.
Just enjoy the fall times, yep. I guess, as we settle in here. To a whole new month. New month, new me. New month, new me. Nah, new month, same me.
No, I was gonna say new month, same me.
Same me, new
more,
month.
More football.
Rainy this morning.
What the hell?
Holy cow.
That was wild.
I'm damp. It's clearing out right now, so it's... Or at least it's headed east into the Mohawk Valley, so... Careful. I mean, it was like low visibility driving.
Bad.
It was raining so bad.
And it was that... wet after where everything is that same color slick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like there's
the
no lines
the
on
ground.
The road. Like, yeah. it's so dark, there's no lines anywhere. Everything is wet, so you can't see the lines on the road. You can't see the parking spots.
And then I don't know if you caught a whiff.
Well, the
coming
skunk?
Over.
You get the skunk?
It's all smushed up right there as you're coming around the West Street exit.
I don't got that
so.
One. I got whatever skunk is clearly living around my house.
Oh,
it's not
you
that.
Didn't get the one up there?
I didn't get that one.
Man, that was
But walking
rough.
Out to my car this morning, yeah. I got one. Whatever is going on with this skunk, it's either scared. It's not dead because it's been like 2 weeks of this skunk.
It's probably looking for doing
spraying
sex.
Oh, is that what it does?
I would imagine, right? Fall time, they do sex, and then in the spring, they give birth to babies.
Or it's just nervous and keeps getting startled or whatever. But it's been like 2 weeks of this skunky smell.
Or like some of the spring babies are grown up, so they're on their own for the first time, and they're startled. That's what I assume is going on with the one that's around me.
It's like a little cartoon, like a little Disney cartoon.
They are adorable.
There's little tiny baby skunks, and they're nervous.
Adorable.
They're scared.
Yep.
Well, ahoy, hoy, everybody. How was
little skunk fart?
How was your Monday? How was Hinder over at the fair? Was that good?
It was really good to hear the old voice.
How was Ashanti last night? Crowd looked huge.
Yeah, I got to see on the news from pictures and stuff. I didn't catch
today you get
anything.
Scotty McCreary over at Suburban Bar. We're doing a little country tonight.
A little bit of
it
country.
Is, Kate. It's a skunk with anxiety. He's got nervous belly. That's what I got.
Belly.
Wouldn't that be just, I mean, I got a dog with anxiety, I've had cats with anxiety, I think I just leech it into whatever's around me, and now I got a skunk with anxiety, nervous toots.
If there's a skunk that needs to use the bathroom pass.
Let me know.
Then why don't we head on out?
Buddy said like $40,000 probably for Ashanti. Yeah, it's, dude, it's, she's amazing, I love Ashanti. And you're always there when you call, and I'm always on time.
I mean, I know the words, but...
Baby!
Never heard it sung so amazingly.
Yeah, you're welcome. So glad you had fun last night at the great New York State Fair. Let's not forget, tomorrow night...
Yeah, forget everything.
Rumble at the Red House. Tickets available right now. If you head to the Spetchcock Funk website, use promo code FUNK to save money. We want to pack that room. And that's Buck Cherry lit up. You're listening to K-Rock. Your number one, Buck Cherry. I don't know where I was going with that.
At one point, yes, I'm sure.
I don't know where I was going with that. Hey, happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Happy, I think today, and this doesn't impact anyone's life but my TikTok algorithm. I think today's day one of Burning Man, or maybe yesterday was day one. You know Burning Man, bro.
I'm still there.
And I love to follow it from my recliner on my phone and not be at it.
I got there once and I never left.
To Burning Man?
I've never left. Dude, it started a couple days ago.
Dude, Burning Man people, I'm just locked in on Burning Man week because these people, then I will refer to them as these people because they're just, you want to say hippies, but they're not. They're like rich hippies
that's
who also don't care about anything, but they care about everything.
Yes, it takes a lot of time to put in a ton of effort to make it look like you don't put in any effort.
Like, it's so much effort, and I'm so locked in.
It's, yeah, I don't.
Because they're like all trust fund hippies, mm-hmm. So they'll be like, yeah, we're going to the playa. The playa provides.
Went to Burning Man.
That's what they say a lot, is you don't bring anything in. Because the playa provides. That's the thing I'm learning this year. Well,
those are always the videos done by the hottest of chicks for whatever reason. They want to go to this dirt-infested
drugs.
Area.
It's for drugs.
Because then they just get handed stuff. So, yes, for you, yes, you don't have to bring anything. For most dopes.
Oh, my God, I didn't even realize
they
that.
They do have to bring in things to Burning Man.
I hate
that
you're
right. How do you
think
they all get in there?
You're right. Every single person who says the playa provides has been a gorgeous woman. I didn't even think about that. Dudes that look like me would not have the playa providing. No. I would have to provide the playa.
Yes, you are the playa.
I am the playa.
Yeah, you are the playa. For,
damn it, you're right.
For good-looking people like
it's
that.
Always beautiful women who are like, the best part about Burning Man is the playa just provides. You don't need to bring anything in.
It's
God damn it,
there
you're right.
For you.
It is. It's just smoke shows when they're $100,000 campers.
Yep.
Who everybody feeds them and gives them all their drugs.
It's crazy.
And I've been watching the build out, Burning Man build out. If you guys don't know what Burning Man is, I would love to describe it to you. I think it's just doing drugs in the desert and then you light things on fire.
It seems like that and elaborate light shows. The most elaborate light shows you can have.
But for some reason,
while you're
it's
on
the most
drugs.
It's the least convenient thing ever, it seems. Because to even get into Burning Man, it's like you sit in 2 hours of traffic
in the desert. In the dirt, yeah.
And like currently Reno, I guess, is a nearby town.
Okay,
they're dealing with fires. So people in Reno are like, can you please not buy all of our groceries because...
Yeah, we need stuff.
We need to survive in our town.
Can you see these fires?
I won't
fires
because the playa provides.
These fires are not part of Burning Man. These are real. People are going to gathering around them.
And then I've been watching all these dudes build it out for the week. It's always like, I don't know. I don't know what happens to, there's a certain, and I even know a couple of these dudes. There's a certain like lane of attractive dudes that I think discover mushrooms or whatever other psychedelics.
Yeah.
And they're still hot guys, but then they get really into like,
yeah,
we're out here at the build-out of Burning Man, and they're, like, obviously attractive guys, but I don't think they do anything. This is their thing.
No, yeah, because they're still one of us. One of us. So, you know, they're still...
So, like, as much as I pick on the beautiful women who get everything taken
care of... Well, just for
that
part of it.
Attractive men seem to be doing all right, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just meant for all those videos you see and stuff like that. Like, yeah, because... We give you the stuff.
Like my buddy Greg LaPointe, he's just an attractive guy who plays drums. And I went to his Instagram the other day, and he's playing a hand drum like in a mountain somewhere. And I'm like, oh, this is what attractive guys do in their 30s and 40s after drugs.
I'll just take this drum up.
I'm just gonna go up to the mountains and play a hand drum.
I packed my drum.
I'm just up in the drums. I'm like, all right, Greg.
I see that lifestyle I couldn't do, though.
What?
Can you imagine hiking all day, and now you're sweaty and tired, but you're in the woods, so there's nowhere to do really anything.
But to them, it does.
And then,
they're doing it because they're connecting with something.
And then they build a fire, and then someone takes out a little hand drum.
And then they just hand drum. So that's what I'm locked in. I'm locked in. If you're a fellow Burning Man... Burning Man at home connoisseur like
yes.
I am. But this is the big week.
No, thanks.
And then you watch people set up their camps, but it's like, we're expecting some dust storms today. So it's like, are you just breathing in sand all day?
Oh, you got to go inside somewhere?
Like, I know health isn't your first concern, but I'm concerned for your health.
Yeah.
That you're just breathing in
all that
dust and steam or whatever's out there all day long.
I mean, just looking at pictures on the website.
At Burning Man?
Yeah.
Does it say what day one is?
Yeah, it was a couple days ago.
Oh, it was, so it must have been Sunday. But then watching the build out, this is Burning Man week.
So now they're ready to go.
And then this time next week, it's the post-Burning Man where, like, it's just a trashed...
Oh, just people picking up after them.
The playa is now trashed.
Well, it's funny right here, like, when it's... Well, it says here on their website, Burning Man starts in 4 days, 17 hours, 43 minutes.
Yeah, see, I don't know
but
what...
But online, it said August 30th.
Yeah, bud, see, that's what I'm saying. I've been kind of confused.
Know. They don't know.
Because every day I get, like, these dudes, like I said, the handsome dudes.
Oh, sorry, the man burns.
The man burns. Yes, okay. It's like a multi-week thing down there.
Pardon me.
Because I've been watching these handsome dudes build out for, like, a week, and every day they give updates on the playa.
Yeah.
But I know that they're like, hey, if you're coming in today, the traffic is, like, about 2 hours.
And you got to wait in this mud because of... Mm-hmm. We dumped out water all over everything.
And then I think it rained the other day. Anyways.
Hey, it's just not a vibe for me.
Not my vibe at all.
You that are going, be careful.
I can't think about any... I could not pick one single thing about Burning Man that would appeal to me.
I'm just flicked through the site here and nothing about any of this, really.
It's not like there's good food because the playa provides, you know, hippies with their grilled cheese sandwiches or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure there's weird food things. But no, and I'm not like a huge... art guy, so you know I could look at something for a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
and I can. I love taking the kids to art exhibits and like exploring art. But this is also trust fund art. These are kids who are like, they've never worked, and then they just make sculptures out of things and bring them to the desert.
Well, it's just, and then every
what are you looking
every
at?
Two people look like these.
Yeah, that's every other people.
And again,
it's every other people.
It's that...
Like the most annoying kid at your college, they all found each other at Burning Man.
It's that whole lot of effort to make it look like you're putting
you put no effort in. Yeah.
But you're really putting in the most effort you can put in.
Like that guy's shirt probably cost $300.
Right.
But it's supposed to look like it didn't cost
anything. I just found it. I found it underneath a drawer that a homeless guy had outside of a bureau.
It was gifted to me...
There was a cat.
By an earthwalker.
A stray cat dropped it from top of a building where he was watching over the city like a Batman.
So I'm locked into Burning Man Week. That's a lot to say as I get ready for whatever shenanigans I have down at the playa.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Rumble at the Red House. And I realized... So bummed because I was like, I got ahead of myself for a Whiskey Wednesday and I bought this bottle of Evan Williams, I think, that they bottled for SU and it's got this cool like orange dip.
Neat. Deep.
But I'm not doing a Whiskey Wednesday tomorrow night because I'm going to go watch this wrestling show.
Yeah, we're going to go over there.
So I'll save that bottle for next week.
There you go.
I was going to do it for the first week of SU football, but I will do it next week.
It'll be to celebrate their victory.
Okay, good call.
On Saturday.
So tomorrow night, we will be out at the... Rumble at the Red House, at the Red House in downtown Syracuse, 7 o'clock, doors at 6. Use promo code FUNK to save money on tickets. Let's sell this out. It'll be fun.
Yeah, this is going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a good time. Everyone's going to have a good time. Okay.
So, the takeout.
Better than Burning Man.
Way better than Burning Man.
Huh?
Takeout.com has put out their lists of the definitive orange soda rankings. Now, I'm really not educated in the world of orange sodas.
I mean, I know of several, but...
Okay, but there's a couple on this list that I'd like to find. Now, one thing I've learned recently is, did you know there's two different Fantas?
What do you mean?
Our Fanta is not the Fanta the rest of the world has.
They like Americanize it or something to send here for us.
Is more like orange soda.
Okay,
it's like an orange soda. It's sugary and orange and European and Mexican Fanta and all that.
Yeah,
it's like orange juice.
Really? Oh,
if you look at the bottle side by side, it's totally different Fantas.
I'd probably like that better.
Mm-hmm. I think I would, too. It's like a sparkly orange juice.
Yeah, I'd rather have that.
Well, they made number one, Fanta.
I can't really remember that enough. I can only really remember a couple and not very well.
Yeah, like, I don't know all of these names.
And I'm assuming Dr. W's not on there.
No.
The Wegmans orange.
So I'll just run through quickly a few of these.
Okay.
Because I do like a random orange soda from time to time.
Sunkist is obviously.
Sunkist made the bottom of the list.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Sunkist made the list.
What else is there then?
Number two was Faygo orange soda.
Really?
Number three was Orange Crush.
Oh, yeah.
That's the definitive one, right?
Yeah, that's the good one when you're getting an orange soda.
And then they get into names that I don't know. Like, I don't know Main Root Orange Soda. That's number four.
These are all probably like other regional.
Like regional ones.
California's got Main Root, blah, blah, blah.
There's a Captain Eli's Orange Soda.
Okay.
Shasta Orange Soda. Have I had Shasta Orange Soda?
Oh, Shasta Cola slap.
Does it? Is it good?
It's Faygo.
Yeah.
It's Faygo RC Cola.
Yeah.
It's what they had. I'm pretty sure that's what they had at in the Dollar Tree when we would go up to get stuff before the movies at Shopping Town.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go upstairs into the Dollar Tree and load up with candy. And if you could, you'd get a Shasta Cola and stick it in your pocket.
Like Route 66 Orange Soda. I don't know that.
No,
7
that
Select Orange Soda.
No.
I do want number 9. And it does exist, and I probably can find it at the Walmarts. Kool-Aid orange soda? Kool-Aid has an orange soda. Like, I Googled
really?
It.
Really?
I'd have to go to a Hy-Vee or a Wee.com. I don't see it anywhere locally. But you can see a bottle of Kool-Aid orange soda. I'd drink that. I want to try that.
Interesting. I would definitely just to try it. I bet it's awful.
You think so?
Because
you don't like Kool-Aid orange?
Well, I'm just picturing
it. I don't think I do, actually, now that I say that.
If, like, you know, in the dollar store, you see, like, the Skittles drink.
Yeah, you're right.
Some of that stupid crap that I would try on, like, a Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, you're right.
I have a feeling it would be like that. But I still would try it.
Yeah.
I still want to try it.
And then other ones, like Jones Nuka Orange. Remember Jones Soda? That we were talking about last week.
Jones Soda.
Avery Gamer Goop. I don't know what that is.
Excuse me?
Is it Juarito's Mandarin Soda? Am I saying that right? It's the Mexican soda?
Okay, yeah. All right.
Those are pretty good.
I don't think I've had the orange.
Yeah.
I only get the pineapple the couple times I've had it.
Now, orange soda is a soda I have once a year, and then I move on from it.
Yeah.
Same with the grape soda. Same with a root beer. Cody got me all revved up for a root beer over the weekend. Because you had, what, a root beer energy drink? Oh, you brought one in? All right.
Yeah, this.
Yeah, look at that.
I found it. I'll pour it in a little cup so you can try it later.
You can have that. I'll take a little taste.
That's what I'm saying. I'll pour it into a cup so you can at least try it. But no, I saw it and went, okay. And it's a root beer.
I was very impressed.
So I was jonesing for a root beer, and I was at Tassone's, my favorite spot, for a little family dinner. And I go, you guys got root beer? And he goes, I got bottles. I go, take that bottle of IBC.
Let me get that bottle of root beer real
and
quick.
And I sat there and sipped on it like I was drinking a beer.
Because that's what it looks like when you're drinking those.
I'm drinking a beer.
It looks like you're drinking a beer, dude. You look badass.
And it slapped, and nothing against IBC, but by the time I got to the bottom of the bottle, I was like, that's all right. I'm done with this.
Well, and it was.
I don't want any more of this.
And it's gone so fast.
It is gone so fast. Yep. And it starts to get like room temperature.
Yep.
Maybe in a glass with some ice, I would have been able to finish it, but I was like, right.
That's when you got to kick back.
I had my one.
That bottle there. You have yourself a pretzel rod
cigar.
Oh,
ain't nothing. Ain't nothing wraps up a hard day at school like a pretzel rod cigar and an IBC cream soda. Just give me a minute.
Just give me five minutes in this house. Jeez.
I've been doing school all day. I'm exhausted.
And Shane eating candy cigarettes all day.
Oh, my God. Just go out in the garage, have a pretzel, rip a pretzel rod heater, and have an IBC cream soda.
Yep.
It's life's
and breathe.
Finest luxuries. And just breathe for a minute. I'm not one to prohibit bands from just simply existing, except for this one case. And I think I do need to cancel a band.
Okay.
Like, I need to unplug this band and send them off into the great abyss. And that band is Bad Wolves. And I'll tell you why. Twice now, Bad Wolves have killed off just beloved singers. Do you know this? Let's go back to Bad Wolves. And by the way, it's like they're different lineups. Like that scumbag that was in Bad Wolves,
the one that
isn't in Bad Wolves anymore. It's a different guy.
Complain and cry about everything that's ever happened to him that's never been his fault ever.
So let's go back to Bad Wolves covering Zombie.
Okay.
January 15th, 2018, Dolores from the Cranberries.
Yep.
Leaves a voicemail expressing how much she liked this track and wants to be on it. January 16th, she's scheduled to record her vocals, which never happened. And then later that day, she passed away.
Yep. Remember that?
They released the tribute a couple days later. Bad Wolves. We're setting up to record a cover of Jolene. Upon hearing this plan, Dolly's manager, Danny Nozel, put a request in to have Dolly guest feature on the Bad Wolves cover of Jolene.
Mm.
Dolly loved our version. They said Dolly was going to go into the studio and add her vocals. Dolly passes away. Enough, Bad Wolves. You're canceled.
That's it.
You're killing off
and, yeah,
beloved female singers.
And they have their own problems with the guitarist quit. And stuff like that.
Because of this, I think.
Which is just weird. I don't know.
I think you're cursed, Bad Wolves. I'm just going to be real with you. I think you might be cursed.
The problem is that you can't... As soon as the numbnuts, Tommy, had his whole blow up, you got to drop the name. You can't be Bad Wolves anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody... Like, you'll be fine. Figure it out because it's just not working. You can't... Now it's just looked at as kind of like a silly joke. Like, oh, it's Bad Wolves.
Right,
and you'll always be divided because no matter what...
Yeah.
People are going to be divided, so you'll have at least a small handful that will go, you're not going to be anything without Tommy.
Yeah, he sucks.
Oh, he's a big loser.
And exactly, JoJo in chat, that was my next reference. I've been told I'm not allowed to mention Lionel Richie today, because we also have a tendency to kill off famous people.
Yeah, sometimes.
So am I going to hear an article, Bad Wolf set to go in studio with Lionel Richie?
For their cover.
Bad Wolves, you're a cursed band, I think. I don't know what powers you have. I don't know what witchy powers you have.
Yeah.
But now you've killed off two of our most beloved female artists.
You gotta go.
You gotta change the name. You gotta just unplug it and start over.
Makes more room for Warack.
Well, Warack would never kill off Dolly Parton.
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
No, Warack up in this mug. You know what it is.
Wouldn't kill off Dolores O'Riordan. No,
they read one of her songs right off of their phones.
Right off of their phone. They know. All right. Well, rest in peace. They're still releasing the song because that seems to be their move.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got it. They did all that work of, you know, singing the song that's already been written.
Yeah. They're like, well, and we'll honor her by releasing it and making a little money off it.
I mean, it's only right.
The show.fm for all of our links, streams, podcasts, and so much more. The show.fm. Listen, I don't want to sound like the old guy in media, but that's what I am now. I've been doing this a long time.
There's only one or two of us left.
There's not a lot of us left, but I have an interesting insight that I'm able to give to all these new influencers. I'm excited for influencers and creating all your content. That's the new wave. I'm not interested in doing it, so I'm just going to walk into the ocean, but you guys enjoy your influencing. You guys enjoy your influencing as I have no interest in it, as I watch Syracuse.com have to make video after video and
it's
the news stations video after video after video.
We could do it, and we're better at it than most people. It's just that I don't even know how to explain it. It's just that
I don't have interest in it. I don't want to chase an algorithm. I don't want to make short form content like that.
Not every single thing needs to be a video.
Yeah, and it's just not interesting to me, and that's fine. There's a world for that. I go enjoy it. But where I'm saying I was right, and I tried to warn you, friends. I tried to warn all my new influencer friends. You're going to burn yourself out on the fair too fast.
Yeah,
You gotta pace yourself. And here we are. What is it? Day 7 today? Day 8? What day is it?
7 or 8, something like that.
Because it was opened, last Wednesday. So
day.
Okay. And I said, guys, you're putting out too many. This goes for everybody. The news.
Yeah.
Influencers.
Yep.
You're putting out too much too fast. You're going to burn yourself out. I'm speaking to you as an old guy in the media who's been doing this 20 years. I've done the fair thing.
Yep.
And I know you're excited. You're influencers. This is what you want to make happen. Yep. Side of for you. But you're burning yourself out, and here we are.
It's either that or not every single person, I hate to tell you this, is an influencer because you're recording yourself eating food in your car.
Right. That's also going to burn up here pretty much.
That's what's turned me off from it.
Is that everybody's an influencer?
And I'll say that you sound jealous. A little bit I am, because we've busted our balls for 20 years and some numbnuts with a cell phone that his mommy bought him has good camera light in his car and is somehow now Syracuse's biggest food influencer or whatever. And you know what I mean? It's like now they're the most popular thing. And it's like, well, wait a minute.
Well, I knew
so
that.
So yes, it is a little bit of bitterness, but
I'm not necessarily bitter because I knew at some point I'd be the old guy. I knew that. I mean, I'm talking to you on a radio station. I knew that at some point,
but
I'd be surpassed by the next thing.
But you know what, though? We're not. It's almost like radio is lucky to have us.
Oh, for sure. This is.
So we're not being bypassed by anything.
No. It's not conjecture to say this is the best show on the radio. And I'm not even lying to you. This truly is fantastic. I just don't want to do that next part where I'm sitting in my car talking about food.
I just have no interest in it. We'll just wait for that to die out and keep doing what we've done forever, because that trend's got to come and go.
But I don't even have plans on doing this much longer. I think that this is wrapping up for me, too. I don't like chasing these videos that all these people are making. And here we are, like I've been trying to say. You're going to burn yourself out. You've covered all the foods. You've covered all the quirky things about the fair, and you still got like almost a week left.
Yep. Good luck.
Here's the benches, I guess.
Yeah. Here's where they used
here's
to put
the... Here's where they changed the dumpsters out.
Here's where they used to put the footsie wootsies.
Ooh, are those there? Do we have the footsie wootsies?
Oh, I don't know. If they did, they used to. Here's where they used to have them.
Because we had them, and then we got rid of them.
That's what they can talk about next, what used to be
here.
And
now they're back?
Here's a blank, empty spot of concrete.
And honestly, whereas I know that we can sound a little bitter, I'm really not. I don't want to do that job. It's a really hard job, putting out these short-form videos and then trying to get them to catch in the algorithm and trying to get people to watch them, and it's...
Well, that's the problem. It's hard. The way that everyone else out there does it, it looks hard because it's not that entertaining, and it's tedious.
Mm.
If they just did here's a couple... Here's some highlights. Here's our personality shining through. Then it'd be good to go and it'd be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, when it's 8 videos a day and every video you're trying to be Spielberg with them,
right?
Like you're burning people out.
I think two videos a day is good. You get a couple videos, you put them out, you pace yourself, you slow it down.
Well, and stop acting like you've discovered the wheel.
What do you mean?
Or you're even reinventing it anyway. It's the
like,
thing that
oh my God, XYZ, can you believe this?
Or it's the thing that I make fun of Charlie Miller for. Or
what?
It's for the first time ever, without anybody's help, Charlie Miller discovers roasted corn.
Right,
have
yeah.
you guys, now I'm walking around the fair, and I couldn't help but notice, have you ever wondered what's inside this building? The one shaped like roasted corn?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, because it's roasted corn.
Yeah, and I would imagine that there's going to be a couple things you could have that reaction to, where you're like, here's the new thing at the fair this year.
Yes.
But not everything is the new thing in the new hotness.
And you didn't discover it.
Right.
You didn't.
Right. Listen, best of luck, influencers. Enjoy your time. Now is your time. My time is past. Now is your time. I'm just saying, I tried to warn you. You're going to burn yourself out, and I think you're burning yourself out. Just restart all over again. Restart all over again.
Yep.
315-364-109. That's a phone. Can you believe that there's texts and numbers? Oh, the eerie, the unexplained. We're getting into ghosty season. I'll be doing some ghost stories.
Ghosts.
For your Tuesday high strangeness, every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we get into the weird things around the world, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
And today was a couple hour wormhole that I went down this week based off of a TikTok I saw, and then I wanted to look into what the guy was talking about, and then I started watching videos on this thing, and it was all very, very creepy. Today, Cody, I tell you about the Dahini Valley.
Oh, would you? What?
N A H A N N I.
Just call me
Nahini Valley.
Okay.
Up in Canada, the northwestern part of Canada. Well, don't like what you're talking about.
Because about Upper America.
This is a valley that is also known as the Valley of the Headless Men, or the Headless Mound Valley.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my.
Because of a few different stories. Now, the reason I got onto Nahini Valley is because this TikTok said there's bush pilots that won't fly around this valley.
Hmm.
Because they claim there's things down in the valley that will chase their plane that don't look right. There's little white creatures down there, they think, that are chasing them around. So they don't fly their planes over the Nahini Valley.
Little baby yetis?
Perhaps. Who knows? So let me describe what the Nahini Valley looks like according to people who have gone to it and why it's so suspicious. It was barely touched by anyone up until like the early 1900s.
Yeah, up there, I'd imagine.
Nothing's up there.
Nothing got touched for a minute.
And these guys, a couple of guys, the McLeod brothers, were like, hey, because everyone's on the gold rush. They're trying to find gold. They want gold. And they're like, no one's ever been in this valley up there in the northwest part of Canada.
Oh,
so I bet there's a lot of gold.
Reasons for all that.
And we should go up there and look in the gold. So the McLeod brothers, Frank and Willie McLeod, head up in 1905. And they go on this big expedition. And they have one of those gold sluices where they're getting gold out of the river.
Yep.
And they're getting tons of gold. And they're like, after a couple of, you know, years, basically, of doing this, they're like, we got to head back into, like, civilization with all of our gold.
Bring our golds back and cash this in.
Cash it in. They were finding tons of gold.
Yeah.
They get in their canoe. The water ends up exploding their canoe, essentially.
Oh.
They lose all their gold.
Oh, that's it. Forget
it. Nobody ever hears from them until 1908 when they were all when they were both found headless near the riverbanks. Okay? So now people are like, why were they headless? At the time, they're like, okay, it seems like maybe they died. They were out here for a while looking for gold. Maybe the animals came and took their heads.
And once you die, as most people know,
they go right there.
Your heads pop off.
Later on, Martin Gorgensen, also found dead and headless. Phil Powers, 1931, also found dead with no head. So these valleys... This valley, this Nahini Valley, or what I say, the Nani, why can't I see the name of this place? Oh, yeah, Nahini National Park Reserve, the Nahini Valley.
Okay, gotcha.
So the Nahini Valley is a deep valley with a rapid river through it. And if you were down at the river level, it's all sheer cliffs. Like, and that's why I'm leading all of this up, so stay with me.
I'm looking at it on the Google Maps.
For a video for Mr. Ballin, who's got a great explanation of a story that happened there. So all these people turning up dead, turning up headless. People start to explore this, because like, what the hell is going on? There's these cliffs, and on the very high top of these cliffs are these caves, I guess, in the Nahini Valley, or the Nahini Valley.
That's where those people's living then.
So, Mr. Ballin is going to recount a story of a woman named Annie. So by the time this Annie story happens, people have heard about the deaths and people turning up headless, but they're also like, there's gold in there. I want to go in there and get gold.
Yeah.
So these camps are popping up.
There's a boat of gold somewhere.
This is the story of Annie, as told by Mr. Ballin on YouTube. I'll post the whole video on our Facebook page. Mr. Ballin is talking about a camper who thinks he saw a woman named Annie. Annie, are you okay?
Is she okay?
Running up the side of the cliff into the caves after becoming possessed. All right?
5 years later, in 1926, a hunting party that included a young woman named Annie Lafferty was camping out along the Flat River inside of Headless Valley. And so that night, they're all kind of joking around the fire, and then at some point, they decide to all go to sleep. And then the next day, when everybody gets up, Annie is no longer in camp. And there's no sign of where she went. And so they begin by yelling out and walking around the immediate vicinity to see maybe if she stepped away for a minute, but Annie's just gone, and no one knows where she went. And so the hunting party spends the rest of the day looking for Annie, but there's no sign of her. They ultimately leave the valley. They tell police. Police come out. There's this huge search, but Annie's never found. Several months later, a man named Charlie, who happened to have been out near Flat River, near this hunting party when they were out there, but Charlie himself was not in the hunting party. He didn't know Annie. He was just in the vicinity. He overheard someone talking about a member of that hunting party, specifically a woman, going missing. And when he heard that, he knew he had to tell police what he had seen that night out near Flat River.
So he's camping. He hears a ruckus, but doesn't think anything of it. Years later, he hears these people talking about, yeah, this woman Annie went missing. We've never seen her again. He recounts that night, and he's like, well, actually, I think I saw her. And yeah. This is him telling the story of what he saw in Headless Valley.
So he goes to police, and he explains that that night, when he knew there was this hunting party over there, he could hear them, he knew they were over there, he said at some point he went to bed, and then he woke up when he heard the sound of rocks falling into the river in front of him. He was sleeping along the river's edge. So he sits up, and he looks out across the river. It's totally dark, but there's some moonlight, and he's kind of looking around, wondering what's causing the sound, but he can't see it, and then he hears it again, and he can tell it's off to his left. And these are not huge rocks. These are like medium to small-sized rocks, like rocks you could just pick up and throw. And so he's looking, and all of a sudden he sees, maybe a couple hundred yards away through some sparse trees, he sees a naked woman, a white naked woman, running on all fours up this mountainside. And as she's running up the mountainside, her feet and her hands are knocking little rocks into the river down below.
So she's running up these cliffs that I told you about in the valley, the Headless Valley. There's all these cliffs.
Like a wolf.
With caves on the side of them. They're not, you can't get to them.
Yeah.
But somehow, this white woman running on all fours in the nude is able to climb this cliff and head to the caves.
Right on the edge of this cliff. And as she's running up this hill, she stops and she turns, and he gets a good look at her face. And Charlie would say he was so taken aback by her face. It looked like she was possessed. There was something wrong with her face. And so Charlie instinctively ducked down and chose not to follow her, even though he knew anybody running naked anywhere in the wilds is doomed. But he felt like he could not go near this woman. There was something wrong with this woman. And so the police, they take this story down and they say, hey, you know, this is what Annie looked like. And Charlie would say, I mean, I think that's her. I think that matches her description. And so universally, it's believed this woman galloping up this hillside in the middle of the night naked was Annie. The police ultimately would not investigate Annie's disappearance any further because at the time Charlie was telling them this piece of information, she'd already been gone for months and the assumption was she was dead.
So if you're just joining us, this is Mr. Ball and he's recounting. They're like, yeah, she's already
dead. Yeah, she's probably dead. Forget about it. But it's only been 2 months.
Early 1900s.
Can't you get over this?
If you're just tuning in, this is the Headless Valley. Valley of the Headless Men up in Canada.
Was anybody ever taking peeks into them caves?
I don't think so, because I don't think people want to go in there anymore.
Well, now,
maybe at this point you could.
Yeah, and I'll send a drone in and see if there's any, like, skeletal remains or something.
So, she scurries up this mountain. She goes into one of the caves.
She scurries up this mountain, nude. Yeah, I mean, at least she's nude.
And now the theory is that all these men who are coming up headless were possessed by something. That's what we think happened here.
4 years later, in 1931, another gold prospector decides to try their luck in Headless Valley, a man named Phil Powers. He makes his way into the valley. He finds a spot off of Flat River. He builds a cabin. And then shortly thereafter, his cabin burns to the ground with him inside of it. Now, his skeleton was intact, but the strange thing about his death is based on the origin of the fire, which would have been on the roof. He should have had an opportunity to climb out of the cabin before it burned down, giving rise to the theory that he was actually dead before the fire started. However, the police said this was an accident caused by Phil doing something with the stovepipe that led to it catching on fire, and this was just all one big accident. But the vast majority of people that have followed along to this point with all of these strange deaths, they were just not buying it. 5 years later, in 1936, two more gold prospectors, William Epler and Joseph Mulholland, they entered the Headless Valley to try their luck, and shortly after arriving and getting set up, they went missing. A search party came out to look for them, and they found their cabin, and just like Phil Powers, it had burned to the ground, but William and Joseph were not in the ashes. They were not anywhere nearby. In fact, they were never found. No one has any idea what happened to them, and no one knows what caused the fire. 9 years later, in 1945, yet another gold prospector named Ernest Savard entered the Headless Valley to go looking for gold, and then when he did not leave the valley for an intended rendezvous with some of his partners went looking for him, and they would find him inside of a sleeping bag laying down, decapitated right along the Flat River inside of the Headless Valley. And so the police would come out, they would do an investigation, and they would call this an accident where, you know, he starved to death or he died of hypothermia,
and his head popped off.
He was dead, and his head popped off. Come in and yep. removed his skull, and that's why we can't find it. And so the police did not, at least not publicly, connect his death to all of the other decapitations in that small area.
So we don't know what's going on in the Headless Valley. It seems like people who keep going in the Headless Valley yeah. are dead and decapitated.
Take a hint.
Yeah, stop going in there.
So oh, my head was popped off. I can't believe it.
How you're asking, well, what do they look like now? I don't know if people want to go in there.
Yeah, go
These
in there
bush
and see
pilots
what's in there.
Don't want to fly near the valley.
Yep.
They don't want to go explore it. There's theories that these caves enter this hollow earth. There's a whole hollow earth theory that there's these beings coming in and out of these caves.
Okay.
These beings are decapitating people.
And then they use their bodies or their heads.
I don't know. But it's creepy and I have no desire to go to there.
They put their heads on their bodies. That way they become them.
I mean, I guess all you can do is put together like a huge crew that's too big to be beheaded.
Right.
Like 30 of you go in there.
And then you just go check. Go take a peek, ski.
See what's going on? It's 200 miles wide. It's a headless valley. Canada's Northwest Territory.
I Google mapped it.
Nahini National Park. You can look it up. I don't encourage you ever to go look there.
Yeah, I'll head out there later.
Because holy cow. Or yeah, in Texline, there's that theory as well. There's just a serial killer down there. Now, it would have covered...
I mean...
like a lot of years, like 1900-whatever to the 1940s.
He killed again.
Would have been killing a lot, but maybe. Maybe there's some weird Canadian serial killer down there.
I'm a gold prospector, but I'm also a killer.
Guys, I don't know what to call it, and it's too early for me to call Maisie's
Tenderloin.
I made pickle barrel at home,
you got
and
the
I pretty much nailed it yesterday. No, I don't.
Mm.
And it was a cut of steak that they suggested, and I can't find it anywhere. It starts with a T. It's not tri-tip. It's not tenderloin. It's not. It was like a fancy-sounding name, and they had a sign on the glass that said, this cut of steak gets a lot of blood, and it's a more tender cut of meat.
I do not know. Maybe it's whatever tri-tip's full name is, because that's just its nickname.
I'm going to have to literally call Maisie's and ask them, what did I eat yesterday?
Full government legal name. Of whatever, tri-tip.
You're all trying to tell me I ate horse meat. If I did, I loved it. It definitely wasn't,
People
though.
Do that all the time, not realizing that then
You're
we
not
like
gonna,
cat.
Yeah.
Then we like horse meat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Speaking of influencers, I saw that Eat Local guy make that cat joke in Solvay, like in a new video.
I did.
I think that's racist now.
Yeah, I don't think
we do that now.
Yeah, I think it was one of those that we heard when we were kids, but.
Yeah, I don't think we do that now.
Yeah.
And if they were serving cake, then I enjoyed the cat.
And again, I like cat.
But they're not eating cats in Solvay, bud.
There's not enough around anymore.
That's an old joke that has kind of aged. I don't know what it was. The folks over, you're all saying things, and it's literally not those things. Terrace Major, you're all saying?
Lamb.
Then I love lamb. See. No, it was definitely a cut of beef. It was steak. And they had a sign that said, this part of the cow gets blood flow, making it now I'm confusing your AI. Making the, damn it.
To the Terry's Major, also known as the shoulder.
Is it Terry's Major?
It
Hold on a second.
The same thing
Terry's
other
Major.
Say
Terry's Major steak.
That's
is that
of,
what it is?
That's kind of funny.
This might have been it.
And
this
it says
looks like it.
It's the second most tender cut on the entire cow, right behind the beef tenderloin.
A Terry's Major steak is a tender, flavorful, budget-friendly cut of beef taken from the shoulder chuck region. And the photo I'm looking at looks like what I bought.
Do you have a hanger steak?
I don't know. Did I?
Although when they start describing it, it's like, oh, okay, I'm vegetarian now real quick.
Dude, so here's what I did. I go over to Maisie's Meats yesterday. And the lunch special was the brisket sandwich. So I got to get the brisket sandwich and it was incredible.
I know. Now I want to go Thursday for the whole smoked chicken.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And I go and I say, I like just going to a butcher shop. I used to go to Candy's Meats up in Fulton.
Okay.
I don't think he's there anymore. So I go to Maisie's and I was like, here's what I want to do. I want to make the pickle barrel from the fair, but I want to make it at home because I ain't going to the fair.
Yeah.
And God love them. They had no idea what pickle barrel was because why would they not? They're like,
oh,
I'm not eating. We okay. have meat. Why would I go somewhere else for meat? I go, it's like it's sirloin. It's like sirloin tips and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And they go, well, we can have sirloin, but this is probably a better cut for what you want. And it was so good.
That's what I figured. If you went in and told him what you were doing, he would be able to give you more of what you wanted.
That's my new go-to steak, I think. Because here's what I did is I took it.
If you could remember what it's called.
Now I can. Now I'm going to bookmark it and save it. It's like I put my skillet on like medium-low or like medium.
Yeah.
And I just kind of let it simmer these cubes.
Nice.
And I left them nice and soft in the middle. And then I made fresh mashed potatoes. And it's like a meal that my teenage son loves every other time of the year until I make it. And he goes, yeah, it was all right. It was all right. I know. No onions or mushrooms. I'm a baby mouth. I know. But I'm telling you, if you want to make pickle barrel at home, that's pretty close. I got pretty close.
Yep.
I got pretty close.
No, you can get close to that. You just got it's not rushing anything. So nice and slow.
Yeah, if you have your skillet too hot, you're just going to burn it. You're going to burn them bergs.
Yep. Oh, that's weird. You didn't want BO or a fungal added to your
onions
meal?
Onions and mushrooms?
Wow, that's...
No, I don't. But listen, if you gross people want your onions and mushrooms, it's easy to do. And now I'm thinking like, well, what other things can I replicate from the fair at home?
Oh, I do it
can
all the time.
Can you do your roasted corn?
Yeah. I do the corn. That's I do the piggy parfait.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of the deep frying stuff is hard because, you know, I don't have
a deep fryer.
Big ass deep fryer, but it just depends. You kind of walk around and you eyeball something and then you're like, I think I could do this. And then you give her an attempt. I couldn't do the deep fried burrito. I don't have.
No, I'd screw that up.
I don't really have burrito deep frying skills.
Or I could figure out the Peachy's donut recipe, make that at home.
I've never tried to make a donut before.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know how to make a donut, I bet you could come close.
Anyways, shout out Maisie's Meats. They were very helpful yesterday. Now I found some new steak that I like.
Kill a
now
steak.
I like it. Big day for nerds. New CEO over at Apple today. Tim Apple stepping down. New CEO.
Oh, is that bad? Is that good?
I don't know. I don't think Apple's been good since Steve Jobs died, in my opinion. They aren't putting out the best stuff.
What?
Yeah, sorry, bud. There's just no quality control, and I know it's a lot of rain happening right now. I'm trying to help you dry it up a little bit.
Yep.
We're waiting to see big announcement coming up this month. We might see some new iPhones. We're also going to see some AirPods with cameras in them, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why we need cameras in our headphones.
There's just, I don't know. I'm not an Apple guy, and there's just nothing. I don't think there's anything they could do to, like, sway me, really. I don't think.
No, you're in your ecosystem. I'm in mine.
I mean, they always end up doing the dumbest stuff. Like, get ready for the all new camera in your ears.
Yeah, I'm trying to, even the nerdiness in me, I don't understand why we would need those. I'm sure there's a reason, probably to track us and see what we're up to.
I saw a guy the other day inside the gas station having the, I don't even know what it's called anymore, the headset.
Like a truck driver?
No, he was just a guy. He just was the guy.
Older guy?
He's 60.
Yeah, that's about that age I see headsets.
He got out of his car. He must have been going to get some gas. But first, let me pop on in there. And so I'm doing a little one of these. And I went,
dude.
Is he have?
And there's a certain group.
I waited. Yep, and he came out.
Certain group of olds that are still hanging on to their Bluetooth. And I ain't mad at him about that.
Yeah, he had the whole, but it had the piece, I mean, too.
I know what you're saying.
Like the speaker that came out for him to talk to him enough. Like he's like
that little microphone thing that comes out.
Like he's working a drive-thru.
Those are next level. Those are like the truck driver headpieces. Like if you're at a rest stop and you see a truck driver jump out with his big headset on, I like those.
Yep.
I like those.
You know what he didn't have?
What?
As a 60-year-old? A belt clip. Or a phone clip.
He's missing out.
So
he's missing out on actually the best way to store your phone.
Yeah, the headset, but no belt clip.
Not because I don't want to embarrass him, so I won't say who, but somebody in my life recently got hearing aids. Do you know the technology in hearing aids right now, dude?
Probably pretty crazy.
They're super tiny, and they connect to your Bluetooth.
Oh, wow.
So all these older guys and gals could just be using their hearing aids.
Dude, I'm getting them for my parents.
Yeah?
The volumes that these two watch TV.
Oh, really?
It will baffle you if I were to turn the TV up. How loud sometimes I'll get there and turn
both
the TV
of them
on.
Have it that loud?
Oh, they're both insane.
Because my house insane. Is different. I have it loud and my wife hates it.
Yeah.
She likes the volume almost all the way down, but with like subtitles on.
Oh,
she
okay.
wants to read her TV shows.
Okay. Get a little education in there.
Whereas I want to feel the rumble of explosions.
Oh, see, I like that too.
I like to have the loud volume.
Yep. But not that loud.
Deb, poor Deb, she's losing the hearing.
I think both of them.
Yeah.
The two of them together. They can't hear nothing.
Yeah, cranked up there.
That's what happens. Yeah, that's what happens.
So it is a big weekend here. I was saying that I had all prepped for a Whiskey Wednesday tomorrow night. I got a bottle of Evan Williams that's got the Syracuse logo and it's dipped in orange wax. And then I remembered I'm going to be at Rumble at the Red House tomorrow night over at the Red House. Tickets available. Use code FUNK. Save money on your tickets.
Which is where everybody should be tomorrow.
Everybody should be at the Rumble at the Red House tomorrow night over at the Red House. Doors at 6. Matches start at 7 o'clock. It's going to be fun. And it's a TV show. It's a TV show taping. So you'll be on TV if you're in the audience. That'll be fun for everybody.
That's neat.
But happening this weekend, we got that first home game. I know you're going up to the dome.
In the dome.
A new survey asked 5,000 sports fans if they prefer tailgating or home gating.
Hey, sports fans. Well, that depends.
Okay. Two different things.
Yeah, am I going to the game?
Both examples say I'm going to the game. But how do I get to the game from my house?
Yeah, that's an iffy one. Because I know people will, like, pregame and tailgate at the house or whatever. And then catch an Uber. But, nah, it's easier for me to kind of get on down here and then head up to the dome as I can.
I'm not a sports guy and I don't really tailgate anything, but that's, I like, you know, not to bring this up again, but we did see Oasis a year ago.
I don't even think we mentioned it to anybody here, but all right, go ahead.
We did tailgate Oasis because I like to get somewhere, get parked.
Yeah.
I'm here. It's like when you travel and you find your gate.
Yep.
Now I know my gate exists. Now I can relax, I can enjoy myself, get something to eat, get a drink, whatever.
No, I love
it. That's how I feel about tailgating. It's like we got the car parked. We're at the venue.
We're here now.
Now we can go and enjoy ourselves.
Yep.
The stressful part's over.
Yep, it was a little bit easier when all I needed was like some couple plugs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could get any football game.
TV.
Yeah, like now it's got to be a smart TV, then it's got to have an app and all this other stuff. So it was a little harder, but there's ways to enjoy yourself, and there's so many places to go now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to.
It's people say it's a little more relaxing to stay at home and home gate before heading to the game. But according to the survey, the ideal pregame is going to be at the venue.
Yeah,
for our friends over at Shaughnessy's doing their tailgate.
Yeah, go hang out, people.
That's the way to do it.
And if you're depending on where you are, you could probably usually get yourself some free food.
Oh, yeah, if you're like...
Everyone's very nice.
Very much like Burning Man, the playa provides, the tailgate provides.
And depending on the size of the crowd, if you're just all decked out in Syracuse stuff, you could just kind of be like, ha-ha, yeah, and then just meander over to where all the food is on the table and just
bounce
like make
from,
a plate.
Yeah, booth to, like, just trunk to trunk.
Yep.
What do you guys got, Jello shots? Don't mind if I do.
Tailgate crash.
Oh, you're doing birds? Sure, I'll try some of that.
Oh, wow, these are just like as good as last time when you made them.
Man.
Right here where we were here before.
Don't
all
you
of
love
us together.
Our friendship that we have and we've had for many years?
For so long?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right, well, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I just got to go to the bathroom.
Who's tailgating this weekend? Who's going up to the dome?
Up in the dome.
Plug out, plug again to Shaughnessy's, who do it right. You park right there in their garage.
Yeah.
You take the bus up.
If you're not one of the chosen few to get into that orange lot.
Yeah.
That's the move.
That's the lot to get there, yeah.
It's impossible.
Big game. It's not a big contest, right? It's like, who's this team?
What is it? New Hampshire State?
Yeah, whatever. But it'll still be nice to see the team.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything goes according to plan.
The next Saturday.
Who's next Saturday?
I forget.
Is that at home too?
Yep.
Woo!
First couple real quick, and then we got a little bit of a break for a couple weeks, and then we got another one here and there, and then another little bit of a break. It's nice where it's not. Here's 3 or 4 straight weeks in September when it's 90 degrees. All right, now nothing in all of October and all of November until the last 2 weeks of November.
Mm-hmm. Zippy in chat is saying seasons are changing. Don't forget to change out that blinker fluid. I don't usually put in my winter air until probably late October.
Really? I do it as soon as I can. September.
You like to get it done?
I'll do it later today. I'll give her a switch out. It's just easier.
I usually do my blinker fluids with my oil changes. Winter air, I don't usually put in until I really need to. You know, you never know when you're going to get a lost little hot day.
Blinker fluid, I'm topped off.
Okay, good.
Blinker fluid, I'm topped off.
Good.
But no, I just feel safer before the rush happens and everyone's out there being like, oh, I want my winter air. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Should have done it.
And I only have, my left headlight is out, but I only have right headlight bulbs, so I got to go buy a left bulb from the auto parts store. I know.
That's tricky.
Might be a special order.
Yep, they might. Yeah, we'll see.
Ben says, I put in the winter air the same day I pull the boat, put in fuel stabilizer in the boat, winter air in the car, same trip.
There you go.
Same trip.
I didn't last year, I forgot, mm-hmm. and to my detriment, get that winter steering wheel.
No, I didn't.
With the grippies?
I didn't do that, should I?
Yeah, probably change your steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough, though, so give it a good yank.
Joe, my car's in there, Joe, can you just check my blinker fluid? If you want to put the winter air in the tires, I understand the upcharge. I appreciate it.
See, it's just worth.
Yeah, and then the winter filters need to go in. It's whatever you got to do, Joe. Go ahead, full charge me for
might
it.
As well.
Speaking of vehicles, a man in Nashville was arrested for allegedly stealing a Krispy Kreme delivery truck. Now, what was his defense?
Looks just like his Krispy Kreme.
No. He's currently on a quest, and he was trying to accomplish the objective.
Oh.
I apologize, sir.
That's fine, then.
I apologize, please.
He was one of those guys that does the videos of, mm-hmm. like, he's in a video game and shoots it as such.
Early Saturday morning, a 35-year-old man took the truck from a Walmart around 7 a.m. So, you know, those times are always tricky, because either he's up, early bird gets the worm, or he's finishing out his night. You never really know.
Yeah, neither one.
Either one's not great.
Not good for you.
Officers tracked the vehicle, found it heading into a wooded area where the man was taken into custody. His explanation was he's on a quest and he needed to accomplish the objective because, quote, everything was free.
Oh, okay. Well,
in that case, sir, I'm sorry.
Then I don't see what this guy did wrong.
Now
he's being harassed, as far as that I can see.
He's heading down to Burning Man. Yo, everything is the playa provides.
Look, guys,
man.
I've got us some Krispy Kremes.
We gotta get down here, man.
I'm providing Krispy Kremes.
During the questioning, he refused to give his name, demanding officers only refer to him as Professor.
Okay.
I'm not seeing anything suspicious about this guy.
So far, I'm waiting to see what the...
I don't see any problems.
Do the cops issue an apology? Is mm-hmm. that how the story ends?
They suspected he was under the influence of narcotics. So we'll see. Ah. You're telling me my professor can't complete his objective? He is on a quest.
Yeah.
Why did you arrest my professor?
While attempting to get his Krispy Kremes.
He's on a quest. Let him finish the objective, please.
Okay, I guess he can go to jail.
Wow.
Ain't nothing but a Cody party.
Oh, Cody party.
Because I don't really understand this whole Tupac murder trial.
Hell yeah.
I just kind of left the Tupac murder back in the 90s. I didn't really think much about it.
Yeah. Well, wait.
When I was even a teenager when it happened, it didn't really impact my life because I'm not a Blood or a Crypt. I didn't like that Biggie got killed. I didn't like the Tupac got killed, but it ain't got nothing to do with me.
You ain't saying nothing about no Bloods?
I ain't getting involved in any of that.
No, it was one of those where back then I was like, whoa. But now.
Even as a 12-year-old, I'm like, I can't affiliate with either side. I am not a Blood or a Crip.
It's already too late. The Latin Kings got a hold of
me.
The
Latin Kings got me. I'm locked in.
I'm already a member of the Latin Kings.
I have no affiliation in this.
Totally.
Dwayne Keith D. Davis was convicted yesterday.
Well, just looking at the pictures that we saw in the news, very first impression. No, we didn't.
Well, he didn't pull the trigger.
No, exactly.
So here's the rundown.
Well, he ain't doing no murdering then.
He got convicted.
Diddy's already in jail.
He tried to blame. I'll give you the whole rundown.
Okay.
So he's convicted of the murder. Didn't pull the trigger. He orchestrated it. So and he claims the guy who did kill him actually died back in 1998.
Oh.
So he's saying, yeah, the guy that I had killed Tupac.
Our laws are so weird.
That this guy who just said the words
then
is arrested?
Yeah, then he isn't the murderer.
But so same with Charlie Manson. Charlie Manson never killed anybody, but he set them all up to do it.
Then it's other things.
Like what? What would you convict?
I don't. Whatever the laws are. Like,
I hear what you're saying. Charles Manson, while being crazy.
He's the one that conspired to murder. And so other people did it for him, so... I don't know. The way that they word things, you'd think that they would have figured this out a little better. So there wasn't like, nope, he's going to jail for murder. Who did he kill? Well, nobody technically.
He didn't, but he told the guy to do it.
And then he did.
And
so,
also.
Yeah, conspiracy to commit murder.
The guy who really did it. So like, are they going to dig any deeper? Or did this guy just say, he's dead.
Yep.
Gotta go. Oh, all right, he's dead.
No, take his word.
Yeah. Now, my buddy Dave shot him, and he died in 98, so don't worry about it.
No, they can't pick and choose what word of the person they take.
He's potentially going to get life in prison, although he's already old.
I like that they were like, all right, so you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
No! We don't believe you. But you're saying the guy that did is dead? Yeah! Okay, we believe you.
Is this one of those... Is this one of those RICO charges you hear all about where it's like they get a whole group of people? Because apparently back then, he was the leader of the Southside Compton Crips.
Okay.
I cannot be affiliated with the Southside.
No.
I can't do it.
No.
While Tupac, Suge Knight, and their Death Row Record associates were part of the rival Bloods.
Your blood.
Davis had said for years he was involved and even admitted he provided the gun... but wasn't arrested until 2023. So he's been out there bragging about this for 30 years.
And people are just like, yeah,
28 years or whatever it was.
Okay, sure you
did. Sure you did, Davis. Sure you did. He always claimed that the actual shooter, his nephew, Orlando Baby Lane Anderson.
Yo, Baby Lane?
Baby Lane? Was the shooter. Baby Lane did it. But Baby Lane died in an unrelated shooting in 1998. Yo. So it does seem like Baby Lane does have some problem with shootings. Shooting around to people.
Baby Lane.
Davis also claimed that Diddy offered $1 million to the Southside Compton Crips to kill Tupac.
Tupac, not Biggie.
But then there's also that there.
Boy.
So why would Diddy, why would Diddy kill them both?
Well, because he killed the rival and then he killed his buddy.
Diddy has obviously denied all of that.
Well... I don't know, it's weird. Why do they care now? I get there's families and stuff involved, mm-hmm. but it's just a weird... does the family feel like this is case closed now?
Well, what I think happened...
Mrs. Tupac?
I think a lot of... I think the media thought we were going to care a lot more than we did. Like, our boy Joe Falsetti was messaging me, he was watching it.
Oh.
He was watching, like, it was on Court TV or whatever.
Oh, really?
And he's like, hey, the Tupac trial's on Court TV. And I was like, I tried to watch it. It wasn't interesting, and I didn't really care about it.
No, because it's not going to be...
It's 30 years ago.
There's not going to be a lot of, what's the word, substance to the trial. You know, because it's...
Yeah.
Well, he pulled up and shot him, and now he's dead. And it was 30 years ago. You know what I mean? There's not going to be crazy twists and turns and tie-ins and affairs and all this other... crazy stuff.
It's not going to be like the OJ trial.
No.
Nothing's going to ever live up to the OJ trial, guys. I'm sorry.
No.
It was wild. It was crazy. We were all locked in on it. I think the OJ trial, if I'm not mistaken, is like what launched Court TV. I think Court TV was like blowing up because of the OJ trial. And they've been chasing that dragon ever since. And I just don't think
No, yeah, right. No plot twist.
No roommates. No Kato gloves Caitlin. That don't fit. No, yeah, maybe 50s Doc brought it all back out. But I tried to watch it live as it was happening.
It's just called Court. Because then was, you know, like...
Court is essentially really boring. People who work in the... Yeah. We have a lot of showgirls that work in that world. It's really a boring...
Yeah, it's not made for TV.
No, it's not a TV show.
Judge Judy.
It's arguments. It's, I mean, like, legal arguments. Paperwork, I mean, not like shouting.
Yeah.
It's paperwork. It's protocol.
Yep.
Stenographers with that weird mouthpiece thing on documenting things. Yep. Like, it's just, you're like, oh, this is what court is.
And all to get...
This is what court is.
Now we can finally rest.
Now we got Keith D. locked up.
Knowing that Tupac can rest easy.
Mm-hmm.
30 years later.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's the recap on that, I guess. I don't know. Did anything ever happen for Biggie's killer? Because whole Diddy doc comes out.
Yeah.
And they pretty much allude to the fact that Diddy did that one, too.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did I miss it? Was that ever in the news?
That's next.
That's next?
Cool.
Can we just can we blame Orlando Baby Lane Anderson again for that one? I'd be like, nah, he's dead. So.
Baby Lane did that too?
Baby Lane did them all.
Oh my God.
99.1065 K-Rock.
Get our links and information at theshow.fm. And of course, tomorrow night, we will be out at Rumble at the Red House. Tomorrow night, doors at 6. Wrestling starts at 7. And it is a national TV show recording. So if you want to be on the TVs,
right?
Get your ticket. Save money. At flex.wrestling, right? Is that what the link is, I believe?
I believe so.
Save money by using the promo code FUNK. They'll save you some money at checkout. And we'll see you there tomorrow night, hanging out.
Yeah, we got to see what's going on. We'll take a peek.
I want to watch, yeah.
Yeah,
let's see what Fresh starts asking in chat how you feel about the Giants this year. What do they look like? Who looks good, who looks bad in the NFL?
I think the Giants have upgraded themselves this especially the past couple years. I like the way they look. Their defense looks a little better.
Right now?
The Jackson Dart.
Okay.
He took a shot this preseason, man. He got wiped out.
They let him play?
They play a little bit, yeah. And then just that one little bit, he got leveled.
Yeah.
But I think they will still be possibly bottom of the of the barrel. They got some pieces to keep going, some free agents to sign. But, I mean, things are looking up a little bit there, just not at the rapid pace of some other teams in the NFL.
Dallas Cowboys go undefeated as
obviously.
Expect.
Let's not even, we don't need to get ourselves.
Undefeated, I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, they won't lose a single
Super Bowl
game.
Champions, Dallas Cowboys.
Damn right.
So, here's something I don't know how you would enforce this, but Italy's going to try it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Ralphie, baby. Right.
We'll ask them.
And that's outlawing using your phone while crossing in crosswalks. I mean, you can't have your phone out looking at your phone while you're crossing the street.
I have no problem with that.
And I have no problem with it either. No. I just don't know how you enforce it.
I don't know how you enforce things because, again, you'd have to have a cop sitting.
And that's a waste of service.
Everywhere, really.
Yeah.
No, I've had a couple.
We'll just use flock cams and everybody gets traced.
Perfect.
And then we just mail you your ticket.
I saw you using your phone.
I'm going to sound like an old man here. Get off your damn phone. Well, you're walking around the fair.
Yep.
Unless you need it, if you need it in that moment, step to the side or sit on a bench and use it.
I do it all the time.
What?
Where, because you'll see people walking right at you where, like, you try to move and, you know, you can't get out of their way.
And their face is right in their phone.
And then I do the, oh, no, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's my bad.
I'm in your way. Sorry for existing here, walking in a straight line while you're looking at whatever you're looking at.
Right, it's the worst.
Or you're in the grocery store. Happened yesterday. I'm walking. Lady in front of me just takes out her phone, starts looking at it. I'm right behind you.
Right? No. The lack of self-awareness for a lot of people is astounding.
There's something happening right now, and I don't know if I'm like right about this. But I feel like we're all kind of breaking up with our phones. Do you feel that way? You're ahead of the curve on this.
Yeah, you know, you can see it because it's just all the time.
It's too much. And I think we're burned out after like 15 years, 20 years of these cell phones. There's this new trend where people are doing the home phone. Not necessarily paying for a home phone, but you can buy all these like accessories.
Yeah.
That when you get home, I take my iPhone, I hang it on the wall. And that's it.
I mean, because that's the way it usually used to be.
Yeah.
There wasn't really much you could do.
Somebody has this, it's a thing you can buy, but it's real. No, nobody ever calls me, and if they do, I don't answer, but it's a thing. It's like a phone dock, but yeah. It looks like a classic wall phone.
Yeah.
And if your phone rings, it uses Bluetooth,
yep,
where you have to pick up a handheld. Hello? Oh, hi. Have a conversation, and when you're done,
and
hang
put it back
up.
Down. Yep. No, that, and I think people are finally getting sick of also the need of everybody to always feel entitled
to your time.
To your time the second they want it.
That's the other thing.
The second they want your time.
It's terrible.
They demand it.
It's terrible. And I've made this own hell for myself where I'll reply to your text right away. Because I got it on my watch, or I got whatever. I got my phone on me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to.
No.
And Cody is right.
It's harder, yeah, when you got the watch.
And then Cody is right. You don't reply, then they start freaking out. Where's Cody? I don't know where Cody is. Have you seen Cody? Is Cody okay? Josh, is Cody okay? Just not replying.
Nope.
In the 1900s, guys, we didn't have to just instantly call you back. Maybe we just wouldn't.
Or we just...
I'll see you the next day at school.
We're doing, like, you get doing things,
mm-hmm,
and then a day happens. That's just how it is. There's no disrespect or, you know, people hating other people. It's just...
Yeah, I think that we're slow. But, I don't think we're there yet.
I think, yeah, no.
I think we're
no.
divorcing as a society. Many of us won't.
You can see more people
but there's
slowly
more people.
Taking that side of things where it's like, yeah, just... And it's... The way they are, they're cumbersome.
They're huge. They're annoying.
I don't have any. I'm going to put it. I don't got no pockets.
So back to this story, which I think I agree with now that I've ranted about phones a little bit. They say Italy is considering outlawing texting and crosswalks starting in October. The government is proposing fines of around $90. And if you're caught looking at your phone while in a crosswalk, you will be fined. Now, like you said, how are you going to put cops on everybody or
it's just
use those stupid flock cams or whatever?
Uh-uh.
The measure will not apply to pedestrians using earphones. So you can still have your music on. You just can't look at it. Or if you're like in a Bluetooth conversation, that's fine. You're technically using your phone, but
yes,
you're not looking at the screen. You're using your eyes.
Yeah.
The goal is to keep people's heads up and aware of their surroundings for everyone's safety, especially in situations where streets are narrow, intersections are tight. I mean, is it like up when you're driving home? Are there people just like crossing the street on their phones? Do you see that a lot?
No.
You're more populated on the way home than mine.
Trying to think. Thankfully, no. Even though I drive by the school, the kids are all really good at Fowler. They're not running across the roads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once in a while you get, you know, hundreds of kids. There's going to be situations. But no, it's usually all right. I see it a lot more in like the tighter spaces and... Like we're here, you know, like downtown.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, or in Walmart and stuff,
yeah,
like that, where it's,
yeah,
like, oh no, sorry, let me move out of your way.
That's what pisses
while
me off.
I was just standing here, but you couldn't bother to look up while you're walking.
It's like everyone's first day on planet Earth. They don't think anyone else exists but them.
Yep.
But then, they're handling their business.
But then I look like a jerk,
right?
Because I am now the one that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sorry.
No, treat yourself. Remove yourself from the anxiety.
Or I only did it a couple times.
What?
And maybe I'll bring it back. And I always say I'm going to do it at the fair. What people don't understand, especially places like the fair where people will rudely just knock into you. I am short, but I am stout.
Mm-hmm.
You will move. I will not.
Yeah.
If we run into each other, unless you're a big boy... I'm a lot more compact than you think.
He's like one of those road barricades outside,
yeah,
of a Target.
You hit
you
me.
You can't drive into it.
You're going to, mm-hmm, probably move a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then, but then I look like the jerk.
No, you don't. They walked into you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. But I also then, I don't want to get punched in the face. I have a good
well,
record
then you can
at
scurry.
Not for right now.
You
but
can,
yeah,
scurry
just
away.
Slide through the crowd. But yeah, it happens all the time where it's like, I don't think you realize that I'm like a little bowling ball.
He's a little bowling ball. It's I know it's an old man take, but I do want the people to look up. And honestly, we must have done a good job with our kids because they'll put their phones away and enjoy walking around the fair. They're not staring at their screens.
Yeah.
They're not looking. They're enjoying the moments that you're in. Like, look around and enjoy the moments.
Nope.
Unless I make you take a 3-hour detour to Aberdeen, then I understand if you want to sit in the van while Dad goes and looks at stuff.
Yeah, go ahead and fire up a streaming service if you want.
You can do whatever you want to do. The show.fm for all of our links, downloads, streams, podcasts, and all of the above. Yeah, Malloy, I'm hearing that. Malloy in chat says, I saw Coyote versus Acme on Sunday. Yeah. It was really good. I think it is really good.
Everybody's saying that that's a good movie.
Will Forte, I was watching an interview. He's on like Jay Moore's podcast. And they were going to kill it for a tax write-off, which is so weird to me.
Which makes you wonder how many other movies that we've never seen. Yeah, that we should have seen.
Like, wasn't that Batgirl movie or something? Or like Supergirl movie they killed?
Yeah, there was a... I forget now, but yep. They were like, nah, forget it.
And it just shows how stupid money is, because the fact that you can be like, nah. We paid $100 million for this movie, but it's better for us just to throw it in the trash.
We'll take a tax write-off like on it.
No, give us the movie. Yeah, People worked on it. Yeah, they made a product. I want to see it.
And it's almost...
I'm hearing good things.
And it's almost like, well, guess what? If you made a terrible movie, then you deserve the criticism. Yeah. Too bad. Put it out there. Don't be like, never mind.
You know, take the tax cut.
I don't think so.
Speaking of money, this is a video going around. Again, and I don't know why it's going around, because it's an old video from like June.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the video of the guy getting mad because Subway is charging him for toasting his sub? There's a fee for toasted.
Is there really, though?
But there isn't.
Oh, okay.
Subway came out and said, no, corporate-wide...
Yeah.
We do not charge you for toasting.
Yeah.
But individual franchisees can make the choice.
They do whatever they want.
To charge you to toast the subs.
Somebody around where he is charges for toasting the subs.
Now, I don't agree with getting mad at the sandwich artist, because they just work there. They're not.
Yeah. What?
They're not making money. They're not the
owner. You can be like, is the owner here? No? Okay. I guess I have nowhere to direct
never
this anger.
In the history of me going to Subway, have they ever charged a toast? Toast is free. You're trying to contaminate my sandwich by putting it in there. That's crazy, bro. You can't toast lettuce. You know when
so
you
what he's saying there, this is a little non sequitur, because I guess the guy who made the sandwich had the lettuce on it before he put it in the toaster, and that is gross, bro.
Yeah.
We don't got toast lettuce.
No, you don't toast lettuce.
In there, you put the cheese and the bacon on first. Then you toast it. Then you take it out. You know that already. But then you just told me that they charge for toasting. That's crazy. Can you give me my refund? I don't want to eat here. I don't feel safe.
Now listen.
Yeah.
My man went a little far.
You gotta learn
how
to argue. Yeah, you gotta learn how to argue the point.
I'm in danger here.
You contaminated it by putting it in there. No, that's you were close there, bud.
Now I'm trying to think if
I don't feel safe.
Can you justify it by calling it a toasted sub? Meaning when I go to like on the very rare occasion I get a Wegmans sub.
Mm-hmm.
My kid likes his buffalo tender sub toasted. Is that a different category?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't feel like I ever have to pay extra for that.
No, you shouldn't ever, unless you start like saying, all right, I need this sub, and then you start describing all of the ways and how you make it and all the ingredients, and it turns out you don't want a turkey sub. It sounds like you want a buffalo chicken panini.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, I want a turkey sub, but instead of the turkey, let me get the buffalo chicken tenders, and then we're going to get some cheese, and then we're going to toast it. Then, yes, but if it's just, like, when I get a meatball sub, you want that toasted? I'm not going to have to be like, well, is it extra? Because, no.
I feel like I order subs a weird way. Shout out to the new Drek up in Fulton. We got a new Drek location up in Fulton. It looks awesome. I'm pretty stoked to try it out. I don't like how they want the sub ordered. I want to tell you everything. Meaning, they'll do this move where they're like, all right, I want bread.
Oh,
and
no.
And they'll get bread. And then they'll go,
step by step.
I don't want to do that. I want to give you the whole presentation and you decide the best way to do it.
Oh, see.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it because it's easier for the person that's making it to remember. Like, Subway's never screwed up my sub.
Because you go step by step?
Because, yeah, they can't. Because they only ask you, all right, now, do you want cheese or no? If I say no, they put cheese, I can see. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Okay, so you like walking them through.
I like to go a little bit by
little bit. Well, my oldest has a very simple sub order.
Same, yeah.
Turkey, cheese, lettuce, mayo. That's it. So right out the gate, I like to say,
yep,
it's going to be really easy. Turkey, cheese, lettuce, mayo. Whatever order you got to do that in.
I think, though,
the people that are taking the order because they've heard 80,000 of those all day.
Yeah.
To just hear that to them isn't like, yeah, that's easier for you because you just said it. But
other.
To me, it's I've heard that all day.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that. But okay. No, that I can see it for both sides where like, yeah, there it's done. Now you, however
you
fit.
Want to approach it.
But I bet a place like Subway does it like corporate style of no.
It's no, we not have any to go way, step by step.
Well, it's not any way you see fit. Yeah, you're the sandwich artist, but it's bread, cheese, and meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's that
oh,
is
I
the,
get it.
That is the correct way. Don't you dare flippy flop.
And shout out to those of you that break the rules. I love a rule breaker.
Oh, I
when
yeah.
you're like when you're like when they go, oh, you're just getting turkey and cheese. Do you want extra cheese? I go if you can without yep. the meat police busting down here.
I was gonna say that I've had that happen, but I've also had that thing that you hate the most happen to me,
what?
Where I happen to be like, oh man, all I'm getting is that, and the guy was like, no, no, I could do.
I have to weigh it out.
It's
yeah,
like, no, you don't. But,
I know.
Yeah, okay. I'm not gonna.
Subway makes
it's not you.
Stink.
Yep, I remember the first time I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
The
meat on the scale and then off the scale. Get out of here.
Well, because I asked them probably what most people ask.
What?
What are you doing with that?
Putting it back in.
So it's going back in a bag
yeah.
for you to then wait for someone else? No, uh-huh. it was already all over mine.
Yeah, you already.
When you weren't looking, I eyeballed the hell out of that
yeah.
sandwich. Got my eyeball gunk all over
I
it
I got
now.
Germs all over that meat. You got to give me that meat now legally
yep.
for safety reasons.
Sorry. I don't feel safe here.
We got a busy day today. We got to do some filming. We got a lot of editing and whatnot to get done today. We're always putting out content.
Oh, my OnlyFans page is suffering.
I know.
Let's go.
My WikiFeets page or whatever that is.
Let's go. Let's get some feet pics.
Trying to get that up and running.
If you guys are subscribed to his Feet Picks page, get ready. Today it's going to be food on feet. Take pictures of him.
Fair foods. All fair foods.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. We go over, I'm putting my feet on different fair foods and taking photos.
You guys are all clamoring for them crab rangoon nachos.
Gooning
Wait
down, bud.
Wait until you see a couple up between Josh's toes.
Getting gooned down.
Twixt his feet toes.
Or that, what was that? That Dole Whip? Putting Dole Whip?
Ooh, Dole, and then you go like this with
yeah.
your toes and it like squishes. Oh,
be
you guys are in for some content.
Be following Fair Feet. Triple F, Fair Feet, Fair Food Feet.
See?
Food Fair Feet.
Content creators, this is why you space it out. We haven't made any fair videos. We let the best fair video come to us.
Uh-huh. We let the cream rise to the top. We are going to play a little golf. Do 18 holes quickly in our gaming stream. What?
I can go on forever. We take those little deep fried egg roll things. We pop them on each one of his toes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go and let a llama eat them off.
And then on the last day of fair, I get to put my toes in the butter sculpture.
Oh,
my toes in it, yeah.
He gets to just swirl it around.
And then I go over to the sand sculpture, and I got butter still on my toes.
Yeah.
And then I get sand out, so I got buttery sandy toes.
Oh, a little crumb topping.
Yeah. What'd you say?
A little crumb
crumble topping. It's like a little crumble topping, yeah. Beach toes is what I call it. Buttery beach toes.
Buttery beach
You're
toes.
You're welcome.
Labor Day.
Gaming stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm for all the links. Radio side, you get the 90s at 9 kicking off with Rancid. It's K-Rock.